2649 James C. DePaula seeks variances from the front yard setback, side yard setback, and maximum fence height requirement for proposed structures. The sections 115-34, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Penn Street at the East Lake Drive and Penn Street intersection. 911 address is 2 Penn Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 20.06, parcel 112. The applicant is seeking a 13.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for a proposed pool, a 0.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence in the front yard, and an 8-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for mechanical equipment. We have 2 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Would please come forward.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members, staff, Mr. Sharp. Thank you for the opportunity to present this application to you tonight. My name is Fred Townsend. I'm with the law firm of Hudson Jones, J. Work and Fisher, and I'm in the Lewis office. And it's a pleasure to appear before you again. I'm here on behalf of Mr. DePaula, who is with us by phone tonight, and he'll be asked to take an oath and make some comments, answer any questions that you have, but he regrets that under the circumstances he cannot be here with us tonight in person.
Mr. Townsend, should we check to make sure, confirm that he can hear us and is on the line? I know there's a bit of a delay. And that way, if there's questions that come up, we can swear him in now if that's easier. That way, if there are questions that come up, I'm sure you'll present, but if there's things that come up,
That's a terrific idea, because if we find out that he couldn't hear any of my comments, then how is it that he would be able to affirm the truthfulness of the...
I'd hate for us to waste that time. So,
thank you, sir.
I guess operator?
Operator, is there anyone on the line?
James DePaula, please.
James DePaula.
Okay, James, your line is open.
Mr. DePaula,
Chairman?
Mr. DePaula, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. I'm going to swear you in, so if you can just state your name and address for the record.
James DePaula, 57.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I understand that your attorney will be making a presentation to the board. I suspect there will be a question for you at the end, but there may be others as well. If at any point in time you have difficulty hearing, just if you could speak up or somehow let the operator know, we certainly want to be able to have you hear our testimony today, okay? Or hear the statements made today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. And Mr. Townsend, are you going to have any exhibits that he will need to see?
The only exhibits are the ones that are in the packet. I believe he has those or can speak to them.
Okay. All right.
Also, we have with me Ms. Meredith Beach of the landscape architecture firm, who prepared the drawings and exhibits, and she'll be here also to answer.
Okay. Do questions. We want to swear her in now just to get that out of the way preliminarily?
Whatever suits you, Mr.
Why don't
Sharp.
We do that, and then that way, if we have questions, we can just bring these folks up afterwards. Ms. Beach, is that you? If you could, you can come up to the podium, and we'll have you sit on the bench when you're finished. Can you just state your name and address for the record?
Sure. My name is Meredith Beach. I live at 312 Riverview Trail in Annapolis, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I think you can just sit down there, and suspect Mr. Townsend may call you for questions.
Are we ready to proceed?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. On behalf of the applicant, we're seeking a variance that relates to a pool being located in a front yard setback, as well as the necessary height of a fence to surround it. And then there is, thirdly, an application for a variance from the side yard restriction, which would allow for the location of certain mechanicals to be in the side yard. The applications like this are not uncommon. They are oftentimes heard, they're sometimes approved and sometimes denied, and it's my representation to you, my request of you, to do what you typically do, and that is to take each case on its own merits. This property is unique, presents unusual circumstances, and I intend to point those out, and hopefully you'll join me in coming to the conclusion that this is not a cookie-cutter application. It's somewhat different than others, and it's, of course, our hope that you'll approve, find your way to approving these variances. This lot is located at 2 Penn Street. It's Lot A, and it's at the corner of Penn Street and Eastlake Drive. So it is a corner lot. It fronts on Eastlake Drive. It's got 93.72 feet there, you can see on Eastlake Drive. And then also you've got Penn Street there. Penn Street, it appears to be a right-of-way that runs all the way to the beach, but it's paved only a short distance. And that, of course, is a former home that was located on the site that is no longer in existence. So that's the location we're talking about. And the difficulty or the circumstances that are presented by this are numerous. One is that we've got a dune setback in the back along the ocean side that greatly reduces the building envelope available to this property owner. So the property owner, of course, is building a home on this site, and that process is just underway. The building envelope is shown, I think, in exhibit, I believe it's A and B, that we submitted that demonstrate that while the depth of this lot is significant compared to its 75-foot width along the back line and 93 or so feet of width at the front, it is very significantly burdened by the existence of a setback from the dune line. And the lot itself is approximately 64% encumbered by setbacks and the dune restriction area. So it is significantly reduced in size and availability for building. I'm sure we'll see that in a second. The building envelope is shifted to the west towards Silver Lake Drive. And what additionally makes this application unique is that there are no adjoiners on three of its sides. So you've got Silver Lake and Eastlake Drive to the west. So there are no adjoiners, no residential property nearby to the front. And on the north side, thank you. So that's one of a number of exhibits which reflect the existence of the dune line setback. So if you go from the top of the screen down, you see this area that is demarked by that dotted line there is off limits to building. So it's essentially a long, or it's a deep and relatively narrow lot. However, the good percentage of it in the back towards the ocean side is not available for construction. So nothing could be located in that hatched area there or beyond the dotted line. So that's the building envelope. That's the proposed home. Actually, the building envelope is probably better reflected in the sketch. Yes, exactly. Okay, so this is showing the yellow areas are setback. That's the dune restriction. Thank you very much. To the top of the parcel is yellow. There's a 15-foot setback there from Penn Street, which again is a street that doesn't get really any significant use. It's obviously not a through street. And then the front yard setback is shown here. Now, what also separates this parcel from a typical application is the fact that the applicant is seeking to locate a pool in an area where a pool previously existed and had existed for a great many years. That pool is shown, that pool that is no longer there, that was there until just recently, I think in 2020, that pool is shown with a dotted line as such. So that pool has been there for, or had been there for a very lengthy period of time. And it's not, we have no reason to believe that it's been the subject, or it was the subject of any concern on the part of the neighbors. So what's being proposed here is that the new pool be located in the available space there to the west of the home, and that it be no closer than 16.1 feet from the East Lake Drive, or the setback coming off its front. So the proposed location is shown shaded in blue. The prior pool is shown as hatched. So that's a very unusual circumstance that you'd have someone seeking a variance to install a pool in an area where a pool had previously existed for a great number of years. And I would ask you to take that under consideration. Now, as you know, front yard setbacks restrict fence heights to 3.5 feet, to what sometimes are described as ornamental fences. For a pool to be enclosed, of course, you've got to have a 4-foot fence height. So what is proposed there, I think, is better shown on exhibit. Okay. So what I'd like to do, oh, there we go. Okay. The next exhibit, if you will, I believe the next one, yes, this one here. The highlighted area there in like an in yellow is showing the location of the fence that's proposed, running along the back line there and running along Penn Street in that location and adjoining the home. That fence would be legal where it's six inches shorter. But because of the existence of the proposed pool, it would need to be slightly higher. I'd also like to point out that this applicant enjoys the support of two neighbors across from Penn Street, who submitted one letter, one email jointly. I believe they are. So they are that home and the one behind it have written a joint letter in support. And then if we go down back to our lot and then two down, we have a letter of support that I believe is in the record from the owner of 11202. I believe that's the case. It's certainly that we have the support of the person one door down from the neighbor next door. And in fact, with regard to the neighbor next door at 11201, we have their support and have reached out to all these people, but we have their support with respect to the pool and the pool fence. They've raised a question about the location of the mechanicals along the side of the property. And I'm very happy to be able to report that this build is going to include geothermal. So the concerned neighbor had indicated that she was concerned about mechanicals being located in that side yard. A house this size, which is quite frankly dictated by the economics of a lot like this, could require a significant number of condensers, or compressors rather, and associated mechanicals. But this is going to be a geothermal build, so there's no need for any of that. That's what generates much of the noise that would be a concern to the neighbor. So we're really happy that we can report that we're not requesting variances in that regard. What you do see there are the mechanicals labeled nearest the arrow is a, excuse me, That's a generator. And that's an emergency device, of course. So it does, it tests itself, I think, for a limited period every day, maybe as much as an hour. But it does not run, typically, any more than that, unless the electricity is out. So that device will not create any significant noise. And the remaining request for a variance related to mechanicals on that side relates to the pool equipment. Now, the desire to locate the pool equipment there is based on the fact that anyone would endeavor not to have the pool equipment in usable yard. I mean, the ideal place to have it is going to be in a side yard, so it's not occupying any of your usable space in the back. The good news about this particular piece is twofold. One is that it has a circulation pump, which runs about half the day during the portion of the year in which the pool is in use. Otherwise, it would not run. It will run quietly. And then when the vacuum pump comes on, which is much more seldom, it will be somewhat louder, but also it's relatively quiet. So if those mechanicals were located within the building envelope or pushed back into the building envelope such that they extended into the side yard only 24 inches or so, which may be permitted by your code, you can see all the square footage that would eliminate along that side. If you moved it back, say, 6 feet, there would be at least maybe 4 feet of loss of buildable area along that area. So this building envelope is pushed back against the side where it has to be and pushed forward, and that creates an exceptional practical difficulty of ownership in making normal improvements to this property. Normal improvements would be to locate these mechanicals in a side yard, not in more usable space, and locate them more out of sight. And that's what this does. Fortunately, they're not great. They're not significant noise producers. So we do have a letter from Dr. Sweeney next door objecting to that, but she's also pointing out that she's concerned about HVAC. And as is pointed out, there's no HVAC on this build. So here, Mr. DePaula is willing to consider installing any noise mitigating improvements, such as in the way of a fence, because Dr. Sweeney has not had an opportunity to consider the fact that the HVAC, that there's no HVAC going into that area, and rightly was concerned about that. He would like the opportunity, ideally, to consult with her as to what she feels would be most reasonable. While a 7-foot privacy fence may do the job, it may not be something that she wants to look at. It may stifle air circulation, and it may not be an ideal solution to mitigate noise. So we would, while we would consider a fence, we'd like the opportunity to consult with Ms. Sweeney about whether she wants a fence and at what height. If push came to shove, we'd commit to installing a fence to mitigate noise. But a 7-foot privacy fence like that might be objectionable along a side yard. Even though it's permitted, oftentimes they're discouraged for architectural reasons. So those are my comments about the mechanicals. The location of the pool, again, is proposed in the only available space there. It's the only yard where it could be placed. And its support for placing it there is twofold. One is it is generally the case that you don't want a pool to be located in too close a proximity to the access points to the house. It's not safe. It creates a safety concern. And that Mr. DePaula will be in a position to to testify about the use he has intended for this house. But it's certainly ideal that anyone on the second floor could look down and see the entire pool. And if the pool is located any closer to the house, then that presents a problem in that regard. Once again, I'll ask you to give great weight to the fact that there has been a pool there for a long time, and there's no objection by the neighbors to locating a pool there. And this case is for that reason and for a number of other reasons, unique and different from other cases that may justify a variance or may not. So also about the pool, I'd like to point out that your standards, of course, are expressed in the code and require that they each be met. With regard to a pool, one could say that it is not a necessity. I think the position that I would take and ask you to recognize is that is offered in the context of what is reasonable. And what you'll see in, I believe it's our Exhibit C, if I could ask. Yeah, that one. So this is an overhead, and it is showing a number of pools there in red. There's our pool, which is no longer there. Thank you. There's that pool. There's another pool to the north, also in red. And there are other pools throughout that aren't in the front yards. But there are pools in the front yards. There are pools in the rear yards. And again, with the economics of a lot like this, it's very reasonable to assume that the build would include a pool. And this pool, by the way, is not unreasonably large. And again, it's not objected to, doesn't threaten the quiet enjoyment of those in the vicinity. I also need to point out that just to the left and along the East Lake Drive side of this parcel, as shown on that rendering, you see a great deal of vegetation. If you visited this site, it's quite unique in that there's a very steep incline. And it's referenced in our Exhibit D, I think, right there. Now, pictures like this don't do it justice, but if you were standing on the street or if you go by in a car, you'd notice that there is a very steep incline. The ground level is all the way up to the top of that fence, or it looks like a fence, but those gradation lines. So it's a bit of a hill there, and it's pretty stark. So that is going to act to mitigate the site of the pool or to eliminate or hide the site of the pool, obscure the site of the pool, and also goes a long way towards setting this lot apart from another one in which anyone walking by could see directly into the pool. This pool will be invisible to people passing by. That's a very thickly wooded area. It's intended to remain so, and that's a very steep incline there of 7 feet from road level to ground level. So if there are any questions of me, I'd like to take them. I'd also just point out quickly that you've got various standards here. I think I've addressed them. Hopefully to your satisfaction, but do you have any questions?
I'm sure the board has some questions.
So there is nothing on this lot right now? The previous house has been removed?
The house is gone. It was removed by the prior owner, and the lots were re-subdivided and sold, and Mr. DePaul is the owner of one of those lots, one of the lots which includes the area where that pool was. Right now, there is a foundation that's under construction.
So you pretty much started with a blank slate.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct, although the slate is diminished by the existence of these setbacks, by the existence of the dune setback, by the fact that it's a corner lot, so we're greatly pinched off of Penn Street. We've got a 30-foot setback off of East Lake. So while we had a blank slate, we've got really a very narrow area within which to build. And then additionally, you know, again, I've hinted at this already, but the economics of a lot like this, I mean, this is not a tug at your heartstrings kind of a case. This is a case in which the economics of owning a lot like this are going to dictate that you're going to build to a reasonable extent to make economic sense. Doesn't make sense to acquire a lot like this for the purpose of putting a much smaller home on it than zoning will permit. What's being built is, of course, zoning. The size of the home is going to be zoning compliant, of course. Any other questions?
The picture with the vegetation and showing the hill.
Yes, sir.
And the lines is the placement of the fence is at the base of that hill.
No, sir.
Okay. So,
if you would like to speak, please come up to the podium.
May I ask Ms. Beach to answer that question?
Yes, sure.
There is anywhere between, I think, 7 and 12 feet from the edge of East Lake Drive to the property line itself. So while we have the 30-foot setback, we also are thankful to have an additional 7 to 12 feet of a buffer that right now is currently vegetated, and Mr. DePaulo would also increase the vegetation on his portion of that property. That would make it even more private for both him and anyone walking by or living on the adjacent properties.
Okay. So you think the fence is about 7 to 12 feet from the road? Is that correct?
That's correct.
I'm just trying to think, you know, you're saying there's a pretty steep hill, and then you put a 4-foot fence on top of that, what that height would be from street level.
The rise continues beyond the property line. So it's a few feet to the property line and then a few additional feet beyond. You can see that on some of the topography lines, they're 1-foot contours. It varies across the course of East Lake. But there's a rise and then it continues to go up. And we would imagine that this fence is something that is fairly inconspicuous, planting on both sides where it really wouldn't be visual and stand out to anyone from either side.
And some of that vegetation will remain along the street?
Yes, yes. And we would just bolster that.
So it's your expectation that there'll be additional plantings. I think you said that in addition to what's
absolutely
there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we would be planting vegetation that is not small. We would start with larger vegetation to make that fence inconspicuous from day one.
And additionally, I would ask to emphasize that a 3.5-foot fence is permitted there. So it kind of goes to the point of your question. So while under different circumstances, without the vegetation and without the graduated incline, it might look like you've got a fence way above your head. I don't think that's the image that you're going to get.
Right.
But number two, that the fence that's proposed is just 6 inches taller than what would be permitted.
I have a couple questions. The inside of the pool or the inside of the fence, are you going to be doing that landscape plan or
yes.
pavers, or what's going to go around that pool?
It's going to be lawn. I mean, there will be a coping, probably, you know, 18 to 24 inches wide, and then lawn.
It's nothing but lawn.
There will be a terrace to the north side, but it's a minimal size terrace. And we may have other landscape improvements, but that's not something that is finalized at this point. But we don't intend to pave the entire lot, if that's what you're.
No, I was just kind of curious as to what's going in there. To follow up with this next question, I see the steps here right by the pool.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are those steps raised? Are they going to be raised to a second floor?
Yes.
The ones that are getting...
Yes.
Is there going to be room under there?
It,
is it going to be open?
There is a door there. It's a little, it's, it is. It's not very large.
Is it going to be open though?
Is it going to be open?
Open area?
Yes.
Okay. Since that's area that, I mean, you've just testified that you're going to do nothing but grass around there. Nothing but grass around the pool.
Grass, planting, yeah.
The steps also. Why couldn't we put the, and I'm not a pool guy.
Sure.
I do have some landscaping experience myself. But why couldn't we put those pool elements, meaning the, I'm trying to make it this way.
The pool equipment.
The pool equipment and the transformer under those steps?
Both of those systems, typically, they need to be set 3 feet off of a structure, off of the house, for the, that's what's per the manufacturers.
Would there be...
So we don't have that kind of, we don't have that much space.
You wouldn't be, have that room under those steps?
We don't, we couldn't keep a 3 foot space between the equipment and the house. We thought about that.
Okay, so to your point of it being nothing but grass, why couldn't you guys put that somewhere within that pool area, the fenced-in area? If it's nothing but grass, I don't understand why that has to sit out there and inconvenience a neighbor when you can put it inside the fence.
So if I may, I'd like to start again with respect to the generator. The generator will not cause an inconvenience because it won't generate noise. And the site of it will be obscured by some kind of fencing at one point or another. And Mr. DePaula can speak to that. The pool equipment is, pool equipment is just design-wise, the notion is to get it out of, you know, get it out of your that's usable space there. There's a restricted amount of space. If it were 3 feet out from the back of the home, it would extend beyond the line of that staircase. So that would make it quite indiscreet.
I understand that, but that I mean, I understand that part of it with the steps.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is you could hide that in a corner, hide all that equipment in a corner with some nicely planted grasses or something in front of it, block it, nobody sees it. In that left corner, that right corner. That could be, I believe that could be put inside the fence, is what I'm saying. Also, I have a question about, you were talking about the pool and how far it is from the home.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a safety reason why that can't be put closer?
Well,
or is this just a reason saying you can't see the pool from the second floor? Is it a valid safety reason is what I'm asking.
So we're not aware of an industry standard, so to speak. However, it is a recurring notion that you don't want a pool to be that close to the steps. Somebody walks out who's unfamiliar with the house, who's a guest, could walk directly out of the rear of the home and stumble right into the pool. So adding some distance there makes it safer. And then secondly, of course, being able to see from the second floor down to the pool makes it safer.
We could build a smaller house.
Well, that's the dilemma. That's the economic dilemma of having, you know, a lot like this, that a lot of these homes exceed. A lot of these pools are in front yards in this area, so it's not abnormal. And the reduced building envelope. Listen, I understand the comment, but I would ask you to take into consideration the unique characteristics of this lot, unique circumstances around this lot. And again, that the pool, we're simply asking to place a pool in a somewhat less objectionable location than a pool had been for the last probably, you know, 40 years.
Yeah, but I mean, that's different. The house is gone. It was several lots there together. That's a whole different ball of wax.
So looking at this pool, it looks to be circular, and it's approximately, it's a little bit under 700 square feet, just for the record. Are you confirming that? It's 34 by 19 and a half feet, 680 square
okay,
feet.
Okay, right. Yes, sir.
Was this all agreed to upon at once, or was this build the house first and then put the pool in, or try to put the pool, get a variance to put the pool in, or was this all done at once?
Well, we're here, Mr. DePaula is here tonight to ask for permission and not for forgiveness.
Yeah, but what I'm asking mm-hmm. is was the house plan and everything set up to be built, and then the pool next? That's an important, I feel like that's an important question
can you,
to ask.
Can you answer that? I don't know.
They have the foundation in now, correct?
So we'll get to, sir, we'll get to you in 1 second.
Okay.
Do you have an answer for that?
Yes. Yes.
The house. So the pool was an afterthought.
Well, not an afterthought.
But the house was planned first and then the pool.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thinking was that there would always be a pool to accompany the house.
Okay. Any further questions from the board?
Mr. Townsend.
Yes, sir.
I just want to confirm, they've already started putting the foundation in for this house?
That's correct.
Okay. And has any of the pool equipment or generator, have they started putting that in yet?
No. No, of course not.
No.
Okay.
No.
The generator, have you seen any specs or anything on how loud it would be when it's running?
I don't know how to answer the question. Of course, it's not going to run unless the power's down. But I mean, it doesn't run without noise when it's powering up or when it's reviving.
You don't know. Nobody ever stated what kind of fuel it's running off of or anything like that.
Do you know the answer to that?
I don't know that answer.
Okay. All right.
I have the specs on what the unit is, but not.
But it doesn't state how loud it is when it's running. Okay. I'm still on the generator. Did you state earlier that it runs once a day to test itself?
I think it. What does it do? Does it power up so that it's available to give power if needed for a limited period of time? I think it's 1 hour.
Okay.
I believe mine runs for 10 minutes once a week.
Okay. Okay. So it tests itself for a certain.
So this will be state of the art, I'm sure. So
we're not talking an hour every day.
So I think I did say that, but I think that was, I appreciate your question because I think that was probably an overstatement, and it could be that Mr. DePaula could speak to that as well.
Yeah. Mr. DePaula, do you have any more information on the generator?
Yes, I do. That was the full correction that I had planned to make during my testimony. You're exactly right. It tests once a week, and we will have absolute, you know, every, you know, remember, it's going to be adjacent as well. It'll have every sound attenuation feature it can have.
Thank you.
So did the board hear that? It sounded like he broke up a little bit. Did the board get their answer?
Yeah, once a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
I do. Mr. DePaula, first off, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Do you affirm the statements made by Mr. Townsend is true and correct? Other than the generator comment?
Yeah, the frequency of the generator testing, which is typically once per week, and anyway. Everything else I heard and I agree with, and would have testified the same way myself.
Very good. Question for any of the three of you could answer. Looking at this, I'm just kind of curious where cars would park. Because I did see the houses on pilings, but the pool would seem to probably make it difficult to park there. So I was curious if somebody could explain that.
So the entrance to the house is actually going to be off of Penn Street, and that is a garage that the area just adjacent to the steps, that's garage area right there. So that's now there are multiple floors, but the first floor of that build is devoted to garage in that area.
I'm presuming that's why the mechanicals were not looked to be relocated on the north side, instead they're on the south side of the house?
Because of the, exactly, because that is allocated to access to Penn Street, the only access available.
Is there, I mean, was there any consideration given to putting those on that side, since there aren't any? I know you had testified there's no residential properties on the north side, and it seems we have a neighbor on the south side has some concerns about those mechanicals. Was there any consideration of putting that on the, I know a variance would still be needed, mm-hmm. but to relocating those on the other side?
Can you speak to that?
You know, given the front location of the front door and Penn Street, it made for a logical entrance for the cars. You can also see that the topography as you go towards the ocean really starts to get very steep past the front door. So the indent is the front door. And so the steep incline there makes it a little more challenging and a further distance to get those utilities to the pool. And it made more sense, you know, just from an environmental standpoint, to put the entrance to the house on that side, you know, given the slope off of East Lake.
So the slope on the north side of the house is steeper than the slope on the south side?
Yes, absolutely. You can see that as the topography, as the lines get closer together, that indicates a steeper slope versus on the south side, you can see they're much further apart.
And you need a flatter surface for those.
Certainly makes it easier, yes, absolutely.
Was there any look to putting any of that equipment, and I don't know if it could, but underneath the house where it's on pilings?
The house that I'm not aware is on pilings. I think it's just going to be on.
It actually has a, yeah, it's
it
a found.
On here, the three proposed three-story house on piles. So that's why I was wondering on the drawing I have here in front of me.
So, Mr. DePaula, can I ask Mr. DePaula to speak to that?
Sure. The house is the pilings are below ground, and the house will be on grade.
All right. Thank you for that clarification. I don't have any further questions at this time. I don't know if any of the other board members do, though.
The concerned neighbor to the south is there a house there now? Are they building a house, or how close are we talking about this neighbor is?
Mr. DePaula, do you know how, I mean, do you have any knowledge of the plans that Dr. Sweeney has for?
I do not. Mm-hmm. We both bought the lot at the same time, a year and a half ago. I do know her plan.
Mr. DePaula, do you know, is that generator run off diesel fuel or propane?
I would like it to be propane.
Okay.
I intend it to be propane.
We don't have a measurement, I guess, of the distance between.
We do.
Mr. DePaula's house and the neighboring house?
I'm sorry. We don't have that because that lot is vacant at the present time.
Okay.
That neighbor is, I'm not sure what the setbacks applicable to that would be. So at the present time, it's undeveloped.
Mr. DePaula.
Yes.
Approximately how many square feet is your home?
So it's approximately 12,000.
That, just to clarify, just to, so everybody heard that, it's 12,000 square feet?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well,
Mr. I apologize for interrupting, but Mr. DePaul, this is your opportunity to address the board. I'm sure you intend to make it brief, but if you would do that, I'd appreciate it. I know you had expressed a desire to explain what the proposed use for the home would be, obviously residential, but what your specific plans are.
Sure. And I totally want to start with my appreciation for your consideration of this request and for the question that you have shared with us today. Obviously sorry that I can't be with you, but I was unfortunately subjected to forces outside of my control and cannot travel. I already have a home in the moment. I love the character of our town and our neighboring community. I'm one of seven children, and my home is shared with three generations of my family. I never in a million years thought that I would be fortunate enough to have a home in Silver Lake in the ocean. It's obviously, you know, been a phenomenal opportunity for me to share this, you know, with my family. You know, I have worked very hard to be collaborative with my neighbors. And I think that, you know, a testament to the support that I had, even my neighbor, you know, who had questions, you know, Dr. Sweeney, she certainly supports the pool, you know, and the fence, you know, variance as well. You know, Fred did an outstanding job laying out the case. There's one extra thing. All those lots are 75 feet wide. Mine, because of 10th Street, the building envelope is an extra 5 feet shorter in width. So it's 15-foot setback, you know, from 10th Street and 10 feet, you know, on side yard. So my other neighbors with the same size lot actually have extra 5 feet, you know, buildable area on the side of their home. So really appreciate your consideration and thank you.
Any further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
I'm not the president.
What is the proposed variance for the equipment?
So it's to be located in the area along the, you know, with the dimensions that are shown. I might need Mr. Sharp's help with this or someone from staff, but there is an area within which HVAC equipment is permitted to be located in a side yard setback. This is not HVAC.
I think I know where you're going, Mr. Townsend. Mm-hmm. To clarify, once you go beyond that, it would go back to the full setback. So right. It's not from, you know, there's a 3-foot encroachment that's allowed for HVAC equipment beyond mm-hmm. the setback. However, once you kind of go beyond that, we say it's the setback from the full side yard. So I think in this case, my recollection was you said that this was going to be 2 feet from the side property line, so we would need an 8-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Ms. Norwood?
Yes.
Okay. I believe it's 2 feet 9 inches.
2 feet
that's
9 inches?
2.9. I was having trouble reading it.
Okay, so instead of it, yes. All right, sorry. So we're looking at 7.1-foot mm-hmm. variance then from the side yard.
So if this was HVAC equipment located near to the side of the home, we'd be asking for a lesser variance. However, HVAC equipment is arguably more objectionable in terms of the degree to which it interferes with the enjoyment of a neighboring property. Again, the generator will produce very little noise. And the pool equipment, of course, is not going to run when the pool's not being used for half the year or more, and it will be state-of-the-art and run as quietly as possible. I do appreciate your questions in this regard. They're all very good.
Just so I got this right, and I'm realizing this, the generator is proposed to be 2.9 feet from the property line?
2 feet 9 inches.
2 feet, yeah. Okay.
2 feet 9 inches or 2.9 feet?
2 feet 9 inches.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
So that if there was an agreement to run a fence I mean, to do one of two things. We're either looking at the equipment coming into the existing fence that you have drawn, to Mr. Williamson's question, or if the, let's call it tangerine fence, were to continue down the line, depending upon the conversation with the neighbor. We're gonna shrink your 2 feet 9 inches.
So Mr. DePaula can speak to this, but he's certainly he's willing and will install a fence, a solid fence. Would like some flexibility in dealing with Ms. Sweeney, but if it was made to be a condition of your approval, he would certainly welcome it.
And at that point, I believe that the fence is, you're able to go up to 7 feet average fence height at that point. It would be taller than what the 4 foot.
Once we're beyond the front yard.
Any further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have Ann on the phone. Ann, your line is open.
Hello, this is Anna Thor. I'm an employee with Suffolk County and I'm just calling in this evening to test the line.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
For the record, may I make one quick remark?
Again, and that is, if there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you.
Just for the record, I had mentioned, I had acknowledged the existence of a letter expressing concerns by a neighbor. I also mentioned that there were, that letter had been made available to me. I also mentioned that there were two other letters in support, and I would hope that they have been made part of the record as well. But I think
there was a third that letter of support that also came.
Okay, so there apparently were three. One of the letters spoke for two of the property owners, and I'm referring to letters, but they were emails, I believe.
We have an email from a Paul Lombardi, and we have an email from a Jeff Kasmarchik. I'll probably butcher the name, but do we have any others, Ms. Norwood?
I'm checking.
And we had one from Mr. DePaula as well, but that one was a letter in support.
Pardon me? There's another one.
The one from, I'm sorry, the one from Mr. Kasmarchik also noted it's on behalf of Bob Carpenter, David Carpenter, and Cinda Carpenter, and Stephanie Carpenter.
Thank you. Those are the owners of the property across Penn Street from this one.
It appears they may have been CC'd on this.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Thank you all.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve in part and deny in part case number 12649 for Mr. DePaula. For the fence height variance and for the front yard setback, but denied for the side yard for the equipment and the generator. Pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because of the exceptionally small buildable area, and the practical difficulty is due to that condition. Due to the condition, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variances represent the minimum necessary to afford relief. And for the side yard, for the equipment, and for the generator, that does not represent the minimum necessary.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, the front yard and the fence variances have been approved, and the side yard has been denied for case number 12649.